Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 43 of Come Get Your Podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Chris.
Welcome to the coldest episode of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my heat off.
Chris is being a trooper for everyone out there. I want everyone to know this. And he turned his heater off for you.
He's a brave soul.
There's a vent behind my computer that it sounds like I'm in a submarine if it's blasting.
It sounds like there's a jet plane taking off.
Yeah. If you listen to some early episodes, you might be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Although I think we did a pretty good job of scrubbing it out. But
I'm in layers right now, though, so no layer worries.
Up. Layer up.
Just picturing you. Have you seen the movie Strange Brew?
Oh, eh?
I'm picturing you just being bundled up like that.
That's how Chris is recording right now.
Oh, hey there. Hoser.
We've actually warmed up today to currently 0 degrees, at least on according to my phone. So
heat wave. Take one of those layers off.
I mean, the sun's out. The sun is out.
Having a heat wave. It's tropical heat wave.
See, my phone says it's -3.
Mine too.
It also says, it just says very cold. Fuck you.
don't go outside.
Please
don't. Go outside.
Come on.
But yeah, you gotta change brakes later though, so.
Actually, the heat wave comes on Monday when it's gonna get up to 27.
Yeah, so just long enough for us to get some snow.
Yep.
Then to get down to freezing again.
Tuesday, high of -2, with a low that night of -22, without wind chill, by the way. And then a high of -13 on Wednesday.
So, you guys might remember a previous episode where Dustin had said, man, yeah, it's stupid cold outside. Yeah. And we're like, no, it's not.
I jumped the gun a little bit.
Now it is going to be stupid cold.
It's stupid cold.
You don't know the cold. I was born in it. Molded by it.
I didn't know warmth until I was already a man.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's Midwest living for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, man.
I think it's funny at work. I think we already decided because we all went into work yesterday because one of our coworkers was leaving. Like, she's leaving the company, so like we were doing like a going away lunch and all this shit. And I think yesterday it was -8. I want to say something like
most,
that.
Most
so,
of the day.
And we all decided, like my boss included, like if it's going to be this cold on Wednesday, which it's going to be, we're like, we're all working from home, so I'm not leaving my house. Pass.
I mean, I would assume schools are going to be canceled.
It'd have to be.
So the thing with that is that, like, with my job, like, we have business needs where a lot of people can't work from home.
Mm-hmm.
Especially my department where we are client support.
I'd say, yeah, you guys are in the shit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So, like, we had all those snow days, and I felt bad because, like, you know, like, yeah, it snowed heavily, but, like, at the same time, we had to think of the business need as well, you know? Yeah. And so,
Well, it's the same with my job, too, obviously. Like, we don't really close down. Like, all the people who are in office still have to be there unless they can't, like, physically get there, which happens. And then... they're still required to make up the time, which is shitty, but I mean, that's the business need, so to speak, of it. So
yeah, thankfully I can get just about, I can do my job from home if I need to. So thankfully it's not that big a deal for me, but I'm sure there's other people in my office that have to go in.
Well, that, yeah. Like if they have kids and the kids are suddenly off that day, like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that happened Wednesday. Like, unfortunately, you know, people, kids, school called in, they couldn't find anybody, so people had to call in. But luckily, a lot of those people could work from home, like our developing team.
That's good.
Our company doesn't like, you know, work people work from home for, I don't know why, but
probably just the insurance reasons alone.
There's got to be some reason HIPAA. I just don't know about.
Yeah.
So, but HIPAA maybe, but like our shit's locked down.
Yeah, it's just so. I think it's similar with that. Anything HIPAA related, I think it's just they have to like closely watch it.
Well, yeah, I think you have to submit, I don't know how much paperwork to the government in order to, and like, you know, the client themselves and stuff like that to have it approved and everything.
Well, you can't even access any of our stuff without going through our IPs.
Right.
So, Yeah. If they shut down your VPN access, like, you can't get anything.
Well, I think, like, because with me, like, I worked from home for a long time, and then I was forced to come back to the office because, like, it was more of a, like, a on-the-side type thing because they hadn't that paperwork and government regulation red tape stuff hadn't been done. So now that is done, and that's why I'm fine to work from home. And my voice had to crack, so... I'd also, just to quick steer back around to the cold stuff, my weather app is saying it's very poor conditions to go golfing and running.
I mean, I guess.
There's no pollen outside, so.
Mine says it'll be snowing in the evening, so you may want to come home early. Bitch, yeah. Already home.
I'm not leaving.
Dustin's going anywhere. on a bar hopping bus tour tonight, so.
I am. It should be fun. I'm going to be in a... All right. I mean, yeah.
I'm gonna be in a onesie. Like I see it.
Yeah, he's gonna be in a onesie.
I'm gonna be in a onesie and drinking alcohol, so I'm gonna be.
Should take care of itself.
Onesie you should have been in a romper, dude.
Yeah, didn't we already discuss this? Like, I'm gonna get drunk, so I'm gonna be naively feeling warmer than I actually am.
What's your onesie?
It's just like it's just going to be like black with, it's just, I think we ordered it. Should be on its way. Hopefully it gets here. Otherwise I won't have one.
Yeah.
Just be the one guy who didn't bring a onesie.
Like, oh.
Well, oh, onesie. Got
it. It's on underneath all of my warm clothes.
At least the bus should be heated.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, that's true as well. The bars will be heated.
Speaking of heat. I made a post about it on our Facebook, but we won't go into it too much, just in case you haven't seen it, but the Fire documentaries that are on Hulu and Netflix. Do yourself a favor and watch it if you haven't.
Yes.
Watch them both.
Yes.
Yeah. We've all watched them. They're great. They're both different. Like, Hulu, I feel, is more, like, funny. Like, you know, like, Netflix is more, like, serious documentary, like, shit went bad, danger, safety concerns. While Hulu's like, yeah, this dude fucked up. He ruined these people's lives.
Yeah, so Hulu feels like it's more, you get to, they're actually interviewing Billy. You get more of that side of it. And then Netflix, it just feels like more of like, here's all of the workers. Here's like how it impacted the people working on the actual festival.
Yeah.
Opposed to Hulu's like, here's this idiot. And all of these rich idiots and what happened to them. It's just how that felt.
The really interesting part to me is the Hulu doc, which unpopular opinion, I guess, according to most people I know, like I like the Hulu doc more than the Netflix one.
I do too.
Because it focuses more on the business aspect of it, which I like the Netflix one because it does focus on the more so like the workers involved and how it affected them. But the Hulu one implicates the more business side of things, and then the social media team Fuck Jerry, who helped promote this thing. And then the interesting part about the Netflix one is it's produced half by the guys who run Fuck Jerry.
Yeah,
which is why they hate those guys.
They shift blame definitely towards Ja Rule and this Billy McFarlane character. So. Yep. That's the interesting part to me and why I like the Hulu one more. So
yeah, and I think you sent this to our group chat, Clark. It's just we feel like you should watch the Netflix one first and then the Hulu one.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what I said. If you're gonna watch both, do the Netflix one first, then the Hulu one.
And I agree with you because I actually watched the Hulu one first, obviously, because that's the one that came out
three days
prior to the Netflix one. And then I watched the Netflix one after what I agree. It's just, it sets it up better. I think you get a better understanding in that order, personally.
Yeah. So definitely.
Those Fuck Jerry guys are just like the typical, like, frat boy, like.
And they
I hate them.
They saw their niche and capitalized on it, which congrats to them because they have a very successful business because of it. But to say they're not, like, they shouldn't be implicated is a whole other thing.
Yeah, because at what point, like, I understand if you don't have all the information, because that's a part of the documentaries of, like, you know, we were working on this and we didn't know what was going on. You know, like, I understand that. But, like, mm-hmm. if you're doing the PR, like, at a certain point, like, rather than taking the money, maybe you should just have some morals and understand what you're doing.
Right.
I don't know.
And that's the thing, too, is that on the Hulu ones, like, the dude Oren was like, yeah, now they basically said, this is my fault. Like, I'm the one that did all this.
The dude who used to work for them and then was fired, that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, no, I wasn't. Like, the last line of the Hulu one, he's like, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, that was great.
So, yeah, do yourself a favor. If you haven't watched it, go watch them. And just soak it all in.
I remember that going on, like, when it was happening. I was like, these dumb.
I looked at tickets.
Really, you did?
Yeah, because, well, like, when it was first being promoted, like, I heard about it. Like, I'm a huge concert person and, like, music in general. And, like, we're looking to go on a honeymoon. So I was just like, let's go to the Bahamas and go to a music festival. Like, there's a bunch of people who are supposed to be playing who we both like. And then we get to be in the Bahamas for a week. Like, why not? And so when I went on there, the only things they had left, quote unquote, were the $25,000 villas. And I immediately laughed it off and said, that seems like a huge scam. Lo and behold, 2 years later, here we are.
Yep. Here Can you imagine
if you got like a general admission and you went there? Oh my God.
I was going to say, like, the big takeaway is like a bunch of rich, spoiled white kids went to the Bahamas for a music festival and got fucked out of their money, which is, yes, that's honestly hilarious and a little bit like, fuck you guys, which I like. But at the same time, there still were a bunch of just quote-unquote normal people who went there and spent I don't know how much life money savings. On plane tickets and like...
And then got trapped.
Like they were and then stuck. Was essentially trapped on a tiny island and couldn't go home.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like I feel bad for the people that, you know, got trapped and, you know, kind of got scammed out of their money and stuff. But at the same time, you know, like that made... Like the Netflix one looked into more of this like... Now those social media influencers, like supermodels, like, you have to disclose when you're doing an advertisement now. Like,
yeah, that's why you like see the hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored stuff.
Yeah, yep, because, like, they were expecting people like you to be there, and nope, didn't happen, you know, so.
That's why we have to, we'd probably do it anyway just because it's Kincaid, but, like, we have to say he's our sponsor, so, in part, you know. That's why. So the government can't sue you.
And again, if you haven't seen it, the only question I'll pose to you is, what would you be willing to do for water?
What's the thing? Oh, well.
Well,
I won't get into that because that is honestly a what the fuck moment.
That's kind of like a spoiler too, you know? Yeah. So I won't say what.
Exactly.
But
also, like, the kid in the Netflix documentary was just like, once it started nighttime becoming Lord of the Flies, was just like, yeah, so people couldn't take like the tents around us because we wanted our own special little place. Like, we pissed on other people's beds and stuff like that and like wrecked FEMA tents. Like, first of all, fuck you. You're an asshole. Second of all, my next thought is that actually, like, I might do that in that situation.
Yeah, like, yeah, when like shit starts to hit the fan, like, you're like, all right, this is about being like, we need to be protected. I'm like, ensuring fucked.
Protection around our little area. Like, yeah, isn't, like, I kind of get it.
Isn't that like, that's kind of crazy, like, how survival mode kicks in that way,
right?
You know, like, that's why, like, if our country goes into an outbreak, you know, like, we're fucking fucked. We're man. Going it's to gonna my be secret location. Yeah, we're going to that. We're going to be cool there. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely go watch those two. And then I will highly recommend watching Abducted in Plain Sight, which is on Netflix, and then the Ted Bundy tapes, which is also on Netflix. I watched.
Oh, also, Trigger and, Warning by Killer Mike.
Trigger Warning by Killer Mike, which I haven't watched yet, but Chris has and highly recommends it. So.
Oh, God, it's great.
There's a lot of really good, like, real true life documentary type stuff happening right now, and it's very enjoyable.
I love it.
And not real life or documentary, but True Detective season 3 started.
Yes.
Yeah, it's back to form.
And it's so good.
Do we have another episode out? Is there 3?
There's 3 right so far now.
There's 3. Okay, yeah. I haven't seen the third one yet.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
And then I actually watched the Star Trek, I was in Star Wars, Star Trek Discovery that's on CBS. Friend of mine recommended it. You know, I always liked Star Trek, but didn't really get into it until like the movies, the J.J. Abrams movies, which are I think are fantastic.
Those first two, awesome.
A third one's even good, man. Don't hate on it.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I can't.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, had bad marketing. That's for sure.
Yeah, we got that last time. Yeah. It's much better than the marketing.
But it's solid. Like, surprisingly, I didn't have any expectations going in, so. But it was really good.
Is it only the one season so far?
They just started the second season.
I know there's a second one coming or already. I didn't know if they had already
put it out. And the second season brings Spock into it. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah. With a beard.
Ooh.
Yeah. Spock's hot.
So the True Detective thing, real quick. Yeah. Like, they mentioned it in one of the episodes, but like it might get into the Franklin scandal, which is a real life thing that happened in the 80s, where... If you don't know about it, look it up. It is bananas.
I'll check that out.
There, Dustin, I made you listen to Sword and Scale, like one of those like handful of early episodes that are about the children being abducted randomly.
Yeah.
That's that.
Really?
And True Detective might get into that, which it should be fantastic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Now I'm real excited.
There's a podcast called Sword and Scale. It's a true crime podcast hosted by Mike Boudet, I believe is his last name. I might have butchered the pronunciation. But it's one of my favorite podcasts, and it's another bi-weekly podcast. So, you know, hey, I don't, that means nothing. But anyway.
Hey-o.
Shout out to bi-weekly podcast.
It's very well produced and everything, and they've been around for a long time, so the production value is pretty great now. But some of the first episodes they did was about this whole scandal that involved young men mainly being abducted, never heard from again, and then randomly being found, and like law enforcement down in the area where it was taking place was like protecting the people behind it, and like it implicated like mayors of towns up to like senators and like high level government stuff, to the point where possibly even the president knew about it and covered it up, and the people who were digging into it and stuff like that randomly started disappearing and everything, and like it's fucking crazy. And so they mentioned it in the second, I believe it was the second episode of this third season of True Detective. And I was like, oh shit, if they start getting into this, like they're like, it, I don't know, like it makes for a very, possibly very good season of True Detective.
You said Franklin County?
Well, it's the Franklin scandal. I think it took place in Franklin County. Yeah. But they're like, I mean, it just the first episode alone like made me like, okay, True Detective's back, because I didn't get that feeling after starting to watch the second season.
Also, can I just say that I didn't realize Stephen Dorff's voice was so low and gruff.
How like he can get it there, yeah.
Yeah, like I remember him from Blade and being like, okay.
Yeah, that's the last time I remember.
Right, yeah. And then I just started hearing him talking. I'm like, holy shit, Stephen Dorff, really? You sound like you've been smoking for 50 years. Like, it's impressive. That's good.
I don't know what I gotta do. He's fantastic in it so far. And honestly, like the way they're setting up the whole season in general, just beyond that one little tidbit of like the, you know, time frames and everything, it's, mm-hmm. I don't know. I like where it's headed.
Yeah.
And January's episode of Real Sports with Brian Gumbel is coming out on Tuesday, so I'm super excited for that.
What?
The new episode of Real Sports is coming out on Tuesday.
Really?
The day this episode releases.
So. I feel like it's a double feature, everybody. Like, you watch that, listen.
Back to back.
They're going together.
Speaking of sports real quick, so the Bears got a new kicker, right?
They signed a new kicker.
He also has a double doink in his history.
He does. He's from Tennessee. College, like university.
Yep,
is that where he went? Unsigned. I mean, they're going to be, they're also in talks with Nick Folk, so like.
Yeah, and Blair Walsh. They're trying out a bunch.
They're going to be trying out a bunch of characters. I'm honestly fine with if they go with Cody Parker again.
Like, yeah.
They, in better news, I mean, at least on for the Bears, they, I just saw this morning that they signed Bobby Massey.
Yeah, they
for
resigned
another 4 years.
Again. Yep.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah. Bobby Massey's the man. And the boys are having a good time in Orlando, you know?
Did you see Akeem Hicks get fucking nailed by Andrew Luck yesterday?
No.
So
dodgeball was it? Dodgeball?
Yeah, the Pro Bowl, the All Star Game for football is happening this weekend, and leading up to it, they just do a bunch of fun like leisure, I mean, games that all the players can do. So there was a dodgeball game yesterday, and Andrew Luck and Akeem Hicks were on separate teams. And Andrew Luck, if you don't know, is the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. We'll see if he gets traded or not, but. So far, he's still with the Indianapolis Colts, and Akeem Hicks is a defensive tackle for the Bears. And Akeem Hicks is just like openly taunting Andrew Luck, like posing and like dancing around a little bit, and then Andrew Luck just fucking nails him in the head with a ball.
I need to watch that one.
It's just like 5 seconds. It's pretty good.
I actually last night watched the quarterback
accuracy competition
challenge. Yeah. And they have. So they had three players from each, AFC, NFC, and the two NFC quarterbacks were Russell Wilson and Mitchell Trubisky. AFC was Andrew Luck and Deshaun Watson, but then the third player was a non-quarterback. So AFC had Von Miller, NFC had Adam Thielen, and Von Miller scored like 5 points. Yeah. Wide receiver.
Oh, Thielen, sorry.
Yeah. Von Miller scores like 5 points or whatever, which is the same score that Andrew Luck got, which was interesting.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson scored 15. I mean, he crushed it. Adam Thielen scored 10. Trubisky scored 11. And then Russell Wilson scored like 19. Like the NFC just destroyed them. But it was, impressive.
I thought Thielen was a quarterback in college, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it was funny. They asked, like, have you ever thrown a football in the NFL? And he's like, no. He's like, would you want to? He's like, of course.
Why not?
He's like, I hope to soon. It'd be great.
Yeah, I would expect that to happen in Minnesota next year.
They posed that question, like, have you thrown a football in the NFL? But if you played quarterback in college? Well, not in the NFL.
No,
right. Yeah, not in the NFL.
You know.
It might have been high school, but I thought he was a quarterback at one point.
I think it was high school.
And then he converted.
Like I can't remember, but.
I mean, most wide receivers, not most, but a lot of wide receivers were, or running backs even, were quarterbacks in high school. Mm-hmm.
Well, they had to play multiple positions.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then once they got to college, they're like, you're better suited here, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or sometimes that happens when you get to the NFL with what's-his-face, who used to be on the Browns.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What? He used to be a quarterback?
Yeah, and then they transferred him over to wide receiver. He's the third.
Fuck.
Ow.
I can see his face.
And then they traded him. Mm-hmm. I forget where he went. Oh, God damn it. I'm blinking. Oh, well. Another wide receiver used to be a quarterback in college and was drafted as a quarterback and then was switched over to wide receiver because he's mm-hmm. actually very good.
Yeah. It's going to bug the shit out of me.
If you know who it is, leave a comment.
Mm-hmm.
And please help us because it will bother me for all of time. I also didn't get much video game time in this week. I don't know why. I had the time. I wasn't on 10 hours of overtime for the first time in ever. And then was cut even shorter yesterday because we're running out of work, which happens from time to time.
Yep. Name of the game.
And I didn't play a lot of video games, but Resident Evil 2 is out. I know Chris played it shortly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I played it for 25 minutes, and then I bore myself out, we'll say.
By watching the Gordon Ramsay Hot One episode.
Poop took it out of me, man. I don't know what it was.
Sometimes you do that, and you just need to lay down.
Yeah.
And I'm getting sick, too, so it's like a double whammy.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of sick?
Right now, it's just like sinus congestion, headache.
Okay, because you're coming over to my house tomorrow for D&D.
I know. I hope I feel better.
I'll keep my.
You guys have like Vicks nasal spray and.
I mean, we have Vicks tissues. You just shove a couple of those up your nose.
Yeah.
Does the job.
Shove a couple of Vicks up your nose. I also haven't played very many video games lately. Also similar, like, I mean, I've had work has been a little crazy, just because, like, for us, it's the technically for us, it's end of the month. So trying to get shit out. And This is usually like I have to present information for last month for my plants, like week three of our month, and the way their months work out, it's weird. But so that was me last week. So then this week, my boss had to do that similar thing to people much higher than my pay grade. So it was a lot of like helping her out and making sure everything's correct and whatever. But I did actually find the time to play and beat, finally, South Park Fractured But Whole.
Oh.
It's not where I thought you were going.
I'll take it.
Right. But that one, that's something that like I could, like, I'm still trying to get to the point with Ocarina of Time where I like, when I go to bed, I can just like pop it on, play for a little bit, you know, like maybe kind of like start getting through it. But, yeah, while Katie was, you know, hanging out at the house, we were any like afternoon I had, I just played, South Park. I just wanted to get through it just cause I had gotten so far in it before, I wanted to beat it. So
did you appreciate how it ended like I did?
Yes. Like, I remember you telling me, like, that game takes a turn at one point, and as soon as it happened, I was like, okay. Okay, game. All right. All right.
I mean, without giving it away, like, it's been out long enough if you haven't played it. Chris, have you beaten it?
No.
Do you want me to say how it ends?
Go for it.
I won't exactly say it, but basically, like, it's this whole, like, you go through the whole game, and then, like, you finally get to the end, and everything's, like, sort of resolved.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, they're just, like, well, what the fuck now? And then it just smash cuts to the credits, and that's it. It ends in the most South Park way ever, and I fucking loved it so much.
Yep. It's beautiful.
I still need to play the DLC. I don't know if I ever will, but... Casa de Bonita DLC.
I didn't play any video games this week, really. It was a lot of like tea, like Fire Festival. Like,
yeah.
Tuesday, I watched Fire Festival. Monday, I worked from home because I couldn't, you know, I had to get a plumber.
Oh, really?
No, just kidding. Oh.
I know you had even issues with your toilet like last week or whatever with it not like stopped. It was kept running or something.
But, I have a headache. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm thinking clearly. So I worked from home. It was cold. I needed a new battery for my car as well because it wouldn't start. And I didn't really play any video games this week. The week before, I beat God of War again.
Yeah, you did for like the third time.
This is like the fourth time I beat God of War.
Jesus. That's...
But now I have 100% that game.
Yeah, you have. That's impressive.
A reminder. I have beat this game four times while Dustin and Jeff haven't beat it once.
Dustin finished South Park at least. Give him.
Oh, you did beat God of War. Sorry, I forgot you beat God of War. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm sorry.
I was like, remember, I specifically made a point to like, I want to fucking beat this game. But I think you definitely had beaten it. I think three times before I had beaten it once.
But now I have 100% the game completely.
That's, yeah.
So
that's a lot. That's a lot to that game.
I loved it every second of it.
Yeah.
And I beat one of the hardest bosses in New Game Plus, and man, I wanted to throw my controller a few times.
Do you need to do New Game Plus in order to 100% it?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Okay.
So I have also set a reminder in my phone for 10:30 tomorrow to bring God of War tomorrow.
Thank you.
For Adam. So
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to play more video games. Well, if you do end up remembering to bring God of War tomorrow, that'll probably be my next week. But I know you have RE2 and now Kingdom Hearts is coming out, so like...
Yeah, I wasn't planning on buying Resident Evil 2, but it's got such good reviews. And, like, I remember Resident Evil 2, that's nostalgia for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that game. That, like, it scared me so much when I was a kid that I didn't beat it. Because I was a bitch. But...
Your words.
Now, I know. And it's accurate. But man, it just like the little bit I played yesterday, which was in the demo as well. Like, there's these rooms you go into that it's just like, oh my god, like I remember this room, you know. So, and then yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 next week as well.
I think RE2 is going to be a eventually for me, but if I'm getting God of War, that's gonna be my focus.
Yeah, that's gonna take up some time,
and that's fine.
You get God of War, we're gonna have to reassess our 2018 game of the year, I think.
I'm open and willing.
Possibly.
See if it's if you still agree or not. So
Boy. Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah.
Well, I think it's time for a little sponsorship. And as always, we are sponsored by Slumberyard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, and there you can see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events, and if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. You can also check them out on Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted. I know there's a backlog right now of stuff because he's so damn popular, he just can't stop getting orders, but there will be open slots available for anything you have in mind, like a nice end table or a hutch of some kind coming up soon. So check out slumberyardhandcrafted.com and yeah, get yourself a nice end table from Josh. And thank you for sponsoring Come Get Your Podcast.
Thank you.
Also, I did play a little bit of like Black Ops and Blackout and stuff like that. And I don't know how, I mean, it doesn't matter, but like, I don't know how I never had the thought before. Like, it's free advertising with custom emblems. So,
oh yeah.
Now I have on my emblem for Call of Duty, listen to Come Get Your Podcast. So we'll see if that works.
I saw that. That was great.
I don't know if it will do anything or not, but maybe we'll see.
And that's a game that I've been wanting to get back into. It's just
double XP and multiplayer this weekend, and weapon XP as well. So
oh shit,
double duo. And then like they finally put the two. Well, if you bought the pass, they finally after a month they put the two new maps into general rotation. But I don't know why that took so long. But whatever, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
I'd say in some of the bigger news, other than me shamelessly shilling our podcast on Call of Duty, EA done did it again and canceled another Star Wars property in a move that is no longer surprising.
No.
I think we've disclosed our hate of EA a lot.
Yeah, that's well known.
In previous episodes.
And documented. So. What was it this time? I forget. Honestly, I can't keep track of it all.
I don't know if it had a name, but it was like an open world, like think of like Uncharted but style, but for Star Wars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they apparently they canceled the production of this to focus on a different Star Wars game that they didn't name, I don't think yet.
So,
or say which one it is.
In all honesty, it could be Battlefield or Battlefront 3, or it could be an actual different property.
So they did, like I told you guys before, last E3 they announced Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
And that could be the game they focus on?
Could be.
Which seems promising. So.
Or it could be Battlefront 3.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. With the trouble DICE has been having, I mean, not real, real trouble, but DICE has had issues with Battlefield 5, and they're the company who works on the Battlefront series as well, so I don't know with the issues they've had in the early stages of the Battlefront 5, or Battlefield 5, Jesus, Battlefield 5, maybe that's causing delay, like maybe it could be like just a completely different property than Battlefront. And maybe EA will finally just let them take time to make a good game, of Battlefield or Battlefront. But I mean, no one's really surprised that EA is just canceling stuff, right?
No.
No.
But They're also the studio that said a few years ago that single player games are dying.
Right.
And 2018 told them to shut the fuck up.
So yeah.
Hopefully because they took they're
that.
Not.
Hopefully they took that.
Like, Star Wars has such a rich background that it could be so successful for single player games, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, Jedi Knight series, Knights of the Old Republic series. There's so much potential you have for Star Wars. Use it.
With, I don't know, like, it's not unlimited, but they're, like, with what is now official canon, there's still so much there and everything. Like, it doesn't need to be about the Skywalker family, and, like, we've gotten into that about the movies, and we're all pretty happy that that's fine, that their story is coming to an end, or should be coming to an end with episode yep. 9. Like, and I know I've said it, I don't know how many times before on the show, the expanded universe stuff was all my favorite stuff when I was a kid, with like Shadows of the Empire. And I mean, even like X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, or what was the series of games where you play, Rogue Squadron, that one, that series, that was good. Cause you play different, flying, I mean, it was all vehicle combat missions, but you could be flying an X-Wing in one mission, an A-Wing, the Millennium Falcon, like all like different stories that came together to form one, whatever the plot was for the game. Like, expanded universe is where it's at if you want to make a good game, in my opinion. But that's just me.
You're not going to get an argument from me, because that's what Knights of the Old Republic was.
Exactly.
Is they dove into a story area that Star Wars video game wise hadn't dove into yet. And what, you know what? Go a different route, man. Go talk about the Sith stories. You know?
Absolutely.
You don't always have to be the good guy, because the Sith have such a rich background too of what, you know, they how they started from like dictatorship to like the rule by two scenario. Like, there's so much potential there.
Well, and even with the current sequel movies, like, they've, especially in 8, they kind of touched on some lore stuff of, like, there being, you know, a good versus evil, but who work together to keep things in harmony, which was touched on in the Clone Wars animated series. Like, so there's more potential other than just, you know, like, Skywalkers, I guess. But, I mean, get into the bad stuff. See how people got there. Like, that makes for interesting stories in any medium. Doesn't have to be video games, like a book.
But that's what Anakin Skywalker did. Like, he was the one to rebalance the Force. Well, he did.
He did.
Technically. You know, he just didn't like that outcome of it, unfortunately, but he did.
Amen.
So.
And, like, now we also have all the, I mean, except for this episode 9, all the other spinoff movies of Star Wars stuff were canceled after Solo, which I finally watched for the first time the other day, and it's a pretty good movie. It's a fun take.
So then I wonder why all the hate for that movie, or at least, I guess not hate, I guess.
I mean, it was critically panned and didn't perform well at the box office. And I think it just might have to do with we were oversaturated.
Okay. But also the thing, though, is like the director was let go. Rumors of the main actor having to get an acting coach. You know,
Ron Howard being brought in and supposedly reshot like 80% of the movie.
Like, it had rough production, and the news from it wasn't promising, so I don't think that, like, same with you guys, like, I didn't go to the theaters and see it, but no. I did watch it eventually, and I was like, I told you guys, I'm like, this isn't bad, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I said just before we started recording, like, over this last week, I tried to start it twice, and got maybe a minute in each time, and just was like, I just don't want to do this right now. Like, I had that feeling, like, I don't know, like, maybe it was just everything I heard, but like hearing from you guys that, like, yeah, no, it was good. Like,
no, it's solid. I mean, Donald Glover as Lando is perfect.
I want to know if you just like lived with Billy Dee Williams for a month or something, because like and just drank Colt 45.
Woody Harrelson's character, great.
Fantastic. Like, everyone does a pretty good job.
Okay.
Yep,
and agreed. Like I said, like, it was done, and I looked at Misty after done watching it, and I was like, I could do another one of those. Like, I'd be fine with that.
How quickly did it come out after The Last Jedi?
a year.
No, it wasn't. They did it in May.
Did they delay? Right? Oh, that's right.
Is that why we feel like it was oversaturated? Because, like, I feel like a Star Wars movie every year to a year and a half wouldn't be so bad. But if they're coming out every 6 months, that's way too early.
Well, they broke their idea, I think. It was supposed to be, like, around Christmas, it was supposed to be a Star Wars
main canon.
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it's the trilogy story or the Star Wars stories, movies, you know? And they didn't follow that. I don't know why they did it in May. I mean, May the 4th be with you, maybe, but it didn't come out, I don't think, around that time.
I think just with all the production trouble it had and then getting everything, like, finished up and I think they just decided to throw it out there when it was done. So, I don't know. But yeah, like, I think that leads to the oversaturation thing. But I mean, so all the movies, expanded universe movies, are canceled for the foreseeable future. We'll definitely get more. But now we have The Mandalorian coming out on Disney's streaming service next year. Or this year?
I don't think it's been really... I would be surprised if it was next year, but I don't know.
Jon Favreau's The Mandalorian. Looking forward to it. Because it's not...
Anything Jon Favreau's attached to, I'm in. Anything Jon Favreau's attached to, I'm...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that dude has proven... He can do whatever he wants. I still want to watch his movie Chef.
Oh, that's so
Chef
good.
Is fantastic. Good? Yeah,
I still need to see that. Like, that dude is just great in everything he does.
It made me want a Cuban sandwich like right away.
Yeah, honestly, like
really,
it's food porny, where like it's not necessarily like tracking shots, but these like it's set to like music and everything, like the vibe of him just making a sandwich or making pasta, like I don't know, it does something to me.
Like, oh.
And honestly, it's just a good movie. John Leguizamo's in it. ScarJo's in it.
Oscar, Olivia Wilde, isn't it?
I thought ScarJo. I believe. Let me look.
Oh no! Maybe ScarJo.
I mean, whoever, like, I don't know. Jon Favreau's Jon Favreau, too, in it, but as the chef character, and it's great.
No, you're right. No, that's ScarJo. And Robert Downey Jr.'s in it, too.
Yes, he is.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It's the Avengers.
Bobby Cannavale. Yeah. Sofia Vergara.
Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, like, it's Oliver Platt, who, funnily enough, is where the YouTube channel Binging with Babish is based off of Oliver Platt's character from The West Wing. Fun fact for you there. But yeah, like it's a good movie.
I should also finish The West Wing.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
That shit's good.
I think I got to like the second season. I just like, it's like,
eh. Chris, I'd just like to tell you that I've watched that 3 times completely before you finished it once. Got him!
Fucking, I think that's longer than a video game, though. You know, I'm just throwing that out there.
It depends on the video game.
Also depends if you're 100% in it.
True. I guarantee you the amount of time you put into God of War, it's probably close.
West Wing has 5 seasons? 6 seasons?
It sounds right. It might be 6.
It's definitely longer than playing just a 1 playthrough of God of War. But
especially watching it all the way through 3 times. Yeah. It's not even close.
It's 40-minute episodes.
I'm gonna throw that back at you and say, motherfucker.
Although motherfucker. That's it.
Beat Legend of Zelda.
although I can't just tell you, how do I want to put this? The amount of effort I have to put into just watching The West Wing is much less than actually playing a video game.
Yeah.
So it's easier to do.
So, I'm not disagreeing. There are 7 seasons of West Wing. Each have 22 to 23 episodes each. And each episode's about 45 minutes long. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin likes his dialogue.
It's one of the best.
The show is overrated.
It's one of the best. Wow. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Yeah, especially the climate it came out into. Like, yep. It's very good.
And the shit that they got right back then that we're dealing with now it's impressive.
No, I want. I've been meaning to go back to it because I love, one of my favorite shows of all time is The Newsroom.
First season's good.
I thought the first and second season were good. Third season was like,
Second season to start was where it got shaky for me, and then the third season was even more shaky. But that's just me.
But yeah, the first season was like, yes.
If you listen very carefully, you can hear Colin raging at you right now.
Oh, no. I think I talked to him once about it, and he's like, I forget what he says, but it was basically like, it's shit. And I'm like, you're dumb.
I mean, he knows best. He works in a newsroom. But that's besides the point.
And maybe that's probably why. Like, it's same thing. Like, I think this is also another Aaron Sorkin show, but Sports Night?
Yeah, Sports Night was an Aaron Sorkin show.
I love Sports Night, Sports Night's you know? Fun. Like, that's just a fun show.
I also very much enjoyed it.
I should watch that again.
I do West Wing first.
Mm-hmm. I do you first.
Don't make promises you can't keep, Chris.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow, man. What's up?
Am I going to be very sick after tomorrow?
Hot sauce in hand.
Oh, that's right. You're bringing hot sauce tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that service?
So I keep looking at these advertisements for Fuego Box, right?
Still looking for sponsors, like, Fuego Box.
Hey, Fuego Box, what's up?
You have a high endorsement from Chris here.
And it was cool. Like, I want hot sauce. So I'm eating better, you know? The thing, though, is that I want a little zing in my food. So I've been always trying to work on my heat tolerance, you know, and it's getting better. So I was like, you know what? Let's do this. So it was like $10 off your first box. So it was ended up being like $20. Got three hot sauces and these like habanero pepper flakes. And first hot sauce I got was called Friendly Fire. And it was a guava mixed with habanero. That sauce is already gone. It was so good. Second sauce was like this. It was called White Label Serrano, Green Serrano. Am I saying that right?
Serrano, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's good. It's got some flavor. And the next one is like, it's called Fat Cat and Heat. And this is like what I think hot sauce is. It's thicker, you know, like you put it on like a burger or something, you know. It's kind of like a ketchup consistency almost. And damn, that's hot.
See, Fuego Box, this writes itself.
And the cool thing is they give you this book that you can, like, rate the hot sauce. It's like an index of, like, how you rate it.
It's like a hot sauce Pokedex.
Essentially, yeah. And if you finish, like, I forget how many are in there, like 40, 23, I think it is, they said. Like, if you finish 23 boxes, essentially, and you, in each hot sauce, you got to put on Instagram and tag it. When you do it that much, it will they'll send you a box for free, essentially.
That's of stuff that you haven't had before?
Yeah, it's different every box, gotcha. Apparently. So
maybe we should shoot their PR people an email.
Yeah, what up? Hit us
up. Make this marriage happen. Because honestly, you showed us pictures of it, and it actually does look pretty legit and tasty. So, and I like hot sauce. But yeah, I'm excited to try the two remaining ones tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you, you putting on pizza, or what are you putting on?
Well, right now it's just been pizza.
Gotcha.
Healthy white California kitchen, white recipe pizza, which is delicious. And, oh, man, the guava one. First of all, my heat just kicked on for some reason.
I can hear it. Hey, man.
Mine did too.
It's okay, and
now, but I also have.
But I turned it off, yeah, so I'm a little confused right now.
I have company over, so definitely I had to keep mine on, but.
Chris, clearly you have a poltergeist, and they're cold, so
you should
audience, you them.
Get out of your house audience. Right now.
Listeners, you can see why I turned my heat off.
Am I, like, when I'm it's my turn to edit this time, so when I, like, go to edit, am I going to see different wavelines of not your heat in there?
You would, because it's just the main bar is thicker, if that makes sense.
Oh, I'm just talking, like, if I play it backwards, am I going to hear Satan?
Oh, you might. You I'm might, take man. That
chance. Speaking of Satan, it's time for Tweet Corner.
Satan, Santa.
I don't know. That obviously has no correlation, but hey.
Same man.
There you go.
Same man.
Tweet Corner.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We're there.
Heath, stop it!
Bad heat. Bad.
I don't know why it's on.
clearly it's too cold in your house.
The furnace is like, I got mine on my own now, dude. Self-aware.
Hey, man, you're not going to want your pipes to freeze, so doing you a favor.
My water's running right now, so it's fine.
Okay.
I don't mess with that. All right, so, tweet corner. Our first one from Twitter comes from lovely boy, Jeff Allegedly, at Allegedly Jeff. Edit that.
No, I'm keeping it in. No, I'll get it.
No, you definitely got to keep that.
Jeff Allegedly, at Allegedly Jeff, at CGY Podcast. What's the CGYP official top 5 power rankings breakfast cereal edition? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Hashtag come get your power rankings.
This
shorten it to 3.
Yeah, like
5's a lot, man.
Especially for all 3 of us to come to an agreement.
Let's just start with our own top 3, and then we could merge it into the CGY top
3. All right, so we're going, for me, top 3. Number 3, Corn Chex. Number 2.
Respect.
Reese's Puffs.
Respect.
Number 1, Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds.
Ooh.
Respect.
For me, it's number 3 is probably going to be Shredded Mini Wheats. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds. And number 1 is, I don't know. It's just still Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I fucking love that cereal.
All right, so hey, you know what? I will give a top 5. I will give a top 5 because now so 5 Frosted Flakes, 4 Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then my top 3.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes would also be in my top 5.
All right, this is easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
what's your 5 and 4, Dustin?
I'll go 5 Frosted Flakes, 4. Fuck. I like me a good Life cereal.
Hey, man. Again, is it Regular Life? Cinnamon Life?
I like Cinnamon.
Cinnamon Life? Okay. Yep. We can get down on that.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon.
It's cinnamon.
Number 5, Cheerios.
Mm. Honey Nut? Number 4. Honey Nut or just regular?
I'm a regular boy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Number 4, it's going to be Frosted Flakes. Number 3, it's going to be Peanut Butter Captain Crunch.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Fuck! You just fucked my list, Chris. Yeah.
Hey, man. I did it dirty, too, man. Fuck. Don't worry. Number 2.
Did you do 3?
Oh, man. It might be Crispix. Ooh. Yeah, number 3 was peanut butter.
Oh, and sorry, dude. I don't know what happened to my head. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
You got excited. I did. Number 1 is Rice Krispies.
Oh, okay. You put a little sugar on top?
Just kidding. Number 1 is King Vitamin.
Bram.
No, I don't do it. I don't add any sugar to any of them.
Okay.
You're a regular boy.
I'm a regular boy.
I enjoy Rice Krispies, but I also don't put a lot of sugar on it. I just a little coating on top. Just slightly.
I prefer my Rice Krispies in bar form.
With marshmallow.
And with treats.
Hey, man, they make that in a cereal.
They do. Rice Krispies treat That's cereal, too much sugar for so. Me. For cereal.
Yeah, that's way too much.
So I also don't eat cereal anymore.
I don't really either.
But
I love it.
Don't, although recently I feel like after both Katie and I had our surgeries, we got cereal while we were recuperating, and God, I miss cereal sometimes. It's been good.
It treats you right. It's always there.
Yep.
So before my vacation during Christmas, though, I had cereal.
Right.
Because it was kind of like, because I knew I was going to be starting eating better in the new year, like for certain. So I'm like, man, I'm going balls to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like Rice Krispies, peanut butter, Captain Crunch, Crispix, Cocoa Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man. I just went the distance.
And it was great for that small amount of time, wasn't it?
It was great for a small amount of time.
Yeah.
And they were always big bowls.
Yep. And it's not something you want to do all the time, but
no.
Damn.
Concentrated CGY podcast top 5.
Number 5 Frosted Flakes.
Yes, agreed.
Yep.
I think that was pretty
consistent. It was right there. 4.
Number 4. Honey Bunches of Oats? Or is that high? No, that's higher. That'd be higher.
We both had them higher, I think.
I didn't have it on my list, so. It'd been, man, it would have been like number 6, though, probably. So.
4 would be Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Was that?
I didn't have that in mine. You had that in yours, though.
You had it in your top 5, and they had my number 1, so we can do that there.
I'm willing to also put Honey Bunches of Oats up there.
I'm also, yeah, because that was our number 2.
I think 3 and 4, that's interchangeable.
Yep.
Crispix and Rice Chex are very interchangeable, they are. I feel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, they're very similar cereals.
I'm comfortable with that.
I like Crispix because one side's, like, the corn, the other side's whatever, rice, maybe?
I don't know.
I can get down on both because they both hold the milk inside, and I fucking love it, so.
Yeah. And
I can get down on that.
And Chex makes one of my favorite desserts of all time. Puppy Chow.
Oh, yeah. Puppy Chow's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just Chex mix, really. The homemade kind, not the bad kind.
Yep.
So, I mean, so what number was that? Was that 2?
That'd be 2.
So, is number 1 like peanut butter, like Reese's Puff slash
Captain Crunch? I think.
I could do that.
They're essentially the same thing.
Essentially. One's a little more peanut butter.
Right.
You know,
that's why I got that chocolate, which is also like Cocoa Puff. So, like, that whole encompassing small rabbit poop looking cereal.
Yeah. I think we could have made a top 10 list out of this shit, for crying out loud.
I honestly wasn't expecting us to be that easy.
Yeah, once we started naming them, I was like, oh shit.
Oh, yeah, there are other cereals.
Okay. Yeah.
Fruit Loop, Apple Jacks, man, Honeycomb. Golden Grahams. I mean, there's just so much.
I'm also a huge fan
list.
Of Honey Nut Cheerios. So that I'll just eat it out of the box.
Yeah, I will too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Most of these cereals, I'll just eat out of the box too. But
so there you go, cute boy.
Just for you.
We got our power ranking, and that was probably the fastest power ranking we've ever done.
Yeah, that was surprising. That's why I was like top 3.
Remember, we have to wait like an episode, or if it's Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, like 4 episodes.
Yeah, man, we can all get down on some fucking delicious cereal at times. So,
We got some questions from Facebook this time
because you posted about it.
Yeah, and the first question comes from Miranda. Which one of you were awake at 6:50 a.m. to post this? That's me.
What were you doing up?
I have woken up every day this week early. I've gone into work early.
Oh, sure.
So my body just wakes up, and I was like, I saw the tweet from Jeff, and I was like, oh, shit, I meant to post some of this. Like, hey, we're recording, guys. So I'm like, fuck it. 6:50, that's a good time. People see it, I hope.
People are awake.
Funny enough, because Katie went over to Adam and Misty's house last night. And, of course, I was drinking whiskey last night while watching TV. So, in my stupidity, I requested Taco Bell on the way home again.
You fool.
And I was up at 5 a.m. taking care of business.
Yeah.
And then, but then I went back to bed at like 6. So, it was just funny that you were like up and posting on Facebook less than an hour after I had gone back to bed.
I mean, I had to get up. I had to go to the bathroom. I had to, I had to respray my nose because I couldn't breathe.
Right.
But funny enough about, you know, like, you know, get up and poop and stuff. My first night with the hot sauce experiment, woo! My butt was on fire the next day, y'all.
That'll happen.
My butt hurt all day. I felt so uncomfortable at work.
Firefest. What?
In the words of Gordon Ramsay from Hot Ones, I now know what the song Ring of Fire is about.
Yep.
So yeah, so I was the one that posted that lovely question on the Facebooks, on the Twitters.
Well done.
So yeah,
well done.
Our next question comes from Christy, who is the editor of another local podcast, The Gaming Outsider, who I did an episode with.
You guest hosted. Yep.
Yeah. She also works with me. She's a cool person. We talk video games every so often. I'm about to experience Resident Evil 2 firsthand as my first Resident Evil ever. Impressive. That's a good one to start with, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Are you guys playing it? And what's your favorite horror game, AAA or indie?
First of all, thank you, Christy. I love this question because there are so many good horror games out there.
Yeah. There are. Man, there's so many.
I love them.
That there's so many. Like, man, as far as the game that probably scared me the most, it's probably going to be PT. Like,
PT's definitely up there.
Like, man, there's something about that game that really freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, I was going to say that same thing. I know it's not technically a game, but
it might as well be.
Like, yeah, that's the one. That's the most recent one I can remember, like, my hands sweating, while I was playing
it. If you can't figure it out, you can play that game for 7-8 hours.
Yeah. You'll get stuck in that loop, and she will get you.
But to answer the first part of the question, I will be playing Resident Evil 2 Remake eventually. I'm just going to wait for it to go on sale, because I got so many other games that I need to play first. And then PT's up there.
I didn't play games like Amnesia.
Amnesia, The Dark Descent, the first one, that is truly horrifying.
Outlast.
Not as good as Amnesia, in my opinion.
No, I don't have any. I can't compare them, but like, I remember Outlast being like a little frightening because you're just that first person. You're in a camcorder, game.
Mm-hmm. You have to use night vision. But now you're gonna
There's like VR games now that are like, we don't have VR, but like, man, I've seen some of those horror games and woo.
I remember playing Dead Space. I remember that being.
Dead Space can get wrapped, ranked, pretty like, freaky like survival that tension up there.
Right.
I still have Silent Hill 1 PlayStation.
Yeah.
That scared me, man. Yeah. You had like that fog, static when monsters were by. I was also like 11. Dustin was 21.
He wasn't as scared.
So
he's an adult. I am also going to not say PT as much because you can't get it anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to go with Amnesia, The Dark Descent, which is probably also like $5 on Steam right now. And I think it's also on consoles, but it's kind of, I mean, it came out before Outlast, but it's the same vein where you, it's first person. You have a lantern to see that runs out of fuel. And then if you're in the dark too long, you start going insane. So there's an insanity meter you need to keep track of. And then like there are monsters just roaming around.
There's also a game that my dad played on PC when I was a kid, and I remember giving me vivid nightmares.
What was that?
And that was Phantasmagoria.
Oh yeah,
by Sierra Games.
Yes, Sierra Games had some crazy horror games.
And Sierra Games were like click point adventures, mm-hmm. And this one was like real actors were played it's in
the
it.
FMV.
Yeah. And it just scared me like so bad. Like I was like 10, 11. Like I'd wake up and see shit like in the dark, and I'd have to like go into my parents' room. Like,
did you guys ever play Eternal Darkness?
No, I heard that's scary as fuck too. On GameCube.
I've never played it.
Yeah, I played it on GameCube at my friend's house.
That was a horror game on GameCube.
Yeah, I played it at my friend's house. That was.
I don't even want to talk about Luigi's Mansion.
The true horror game of our generation.
No, but as far as like a game that probably like scared me the most, it was probably PT.
Yeah.
Because it just had that horror, that like psychological like jab to you. And she would like, if certain actions you did, like I remember part of the game, you had to listen to the radio and it's like, don't turn around. I'm like, no. Or they're like, no, they're like, turn around. I'm like, no.
if you've never played it, there is a guy on YouTube. His channel is called Super Bunny Hop. He does a very good in-depth, like, not review, but just talking about why the horror in PT was done so well. And also why it was, like, such a shame that it failed. Because of Konami, but...
It could add so much potential. Come on. But pachinko machines, man.
Yeah, you gotta get your money with pachinko. But yeah.
Special mention, though, and I know Christy has played this before, and I played it and streamed it for the first time, but Doki Doki Literature Club.
I watched you stream that. It's not necessarily horror, but it definitely like makes you feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, yes. It's on Steam. It's free. If you've never played, I have recommended Adam to play this with Misty before.
Yes.
And because you guys like to play games together, I think it'd be perfect. for you guys to play together. Dustin, I would highly recommend it. Maybe even the same thing, you and Katie.
Okay.
Don't let the name throw you off, man.
And don't let the fact that it's anime throw you off either.
Okay. Okay.
Don't let the game throw you off that it's like a novel, like love high school novel game throw you off either, man.
Yeah, play through it.
I challenge you to play it, man. Okay. It's a quick, you know, you can get through it, you know, fairly easy one night probably. I think I did it in like 3 hours, streamed it. I was like, I had like 100 viewers when I was streaming this. Like, mm-hmm. That's like, if it's your first time playing and you stream it, people want to see those reactions.
All right.
Because fucks you up, man. I'm just throwing that out there. The warning when the game starts is that this game may cause suicidal thoughts or something to that nature. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Like, and like I said, it's not necessarily a horror game, but it definitely just makes you, like, not feel right. Which is what a horror game does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it won, like, Indie Game of the Year. Yeah,
should play through it. I haven't done it yet because I want to, like, separate enough time so I kind of forget stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm still trying to think of an actual horror game that's not PT that I can remember.
Well, don't think it's just like horror. Think like survival here.
Well, even horror, well, honestly, the first thing that came to mind was after PT was Silent Hill 2.
Silent Hill 2 is also really creepy.
But I can't. I mean, I played that one. Yeah, but I played it so long ago. I just remember it being good, or like the original Resident Evil. But that didn't really like scare me too much. I just remember it being fun. I don't know. PT, but I agree with you. PT was can be the most recent one that I remember, like, legit freaking me out.
I mean, I'd even say
I think
Resident Evil 7, to some extent.
Yeah. I mean, I played that in VR for a bit. Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
And the best part about RE7 is you can play that whenever, because it's almost a separate entity from the rest of the series, so it's not like you're missing out on stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I'm going to stick with Amnesia for mine, though.
Okay. I'll stick with Silent Hill 2.
Yeah, I'm just going to go PT because I think it scared me the most.
Yeah, game was fucking freaky.
Thank you for the question, Christy.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And anyone else listening feel the need to want us to, or want to pick our brains or have us argue about stupid stuff for a while, feel free to tweet at us at CGY Podcast, or leave a question on this Facebook post that Chris made, or maybe we'll make a new one next time too, because that might work pretty well, I think.
So, so going back to Doki Doki, real quick, the tags for this in Steam, by the way, are psychological horror, anime, visual novel, horror.
Yeah.
And when it starts, the game says, this game is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed.
I think I remember you streaming this. I didn't watch it. Like, as I'm looking at this weird anime-looking... Okay. I remember you streaming this. I just know I didn't... Like, I maybe watched for all of 10 minutes.
So, yeah. You play it with your wives.
Okay.
On Steam. It's, you know,
sure.
If you have the Steam link link. You know, same. It's perfect, I'd say, because it's just a visual novel. You know, you just click on certain things you want to say, you know.
All right.
But.
All right.
That's going to kind of bring us to the end here. So, yeah, leave if you want to ask us a question, tweet at us, @CGYPodcast. Leave a comment on Facebook for us. And, yeah, we'll see what kind of interesting responses you can get out of us. And obviously, if you haven't, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Spotify. If you feel so inclined, it would be lovely if you could leave a rating or a message about what you think we could do better or what we do right, what you like or don't like. And that helps us out. We also have our website, which we're still working on updating. comegetyourpodcast.com. But as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit, and naturally my phone decided to close Reddit down, so I have to go find it again. Yes, keep busy. Keep him busy. All right. Thank you for the music.
You're welcome.
This week's shower thought comes from user Billy the Squid.
I like that.
Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Harry Potter could have been hallucinating everything due to carbon monoxide poisoning by being stuck in a cupboard under the stairs.
Holy shit.
And that's going to do it for episode 43 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
I've been Chris. That sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Oh my
man.
God, it does.
We'll see you guys later.